morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo in memory of his father, Mr. Shigeo Sorokubo. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Dexter Marr, President of Hawaii Betsui. Good morning, Dr. Marr.
In difficult times, what is essential? Hello, this is Dexter Marr, Hawaii Betsuin member, minister lay assistant, and president of the Betsuin board. Thank you to Moyili'ili Honganji Mission for inviting me to share my thoughts with you today. Since the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns have started, the word essential has become a daily term used in television broadcasts, newspapers, radio shows, etc. Essential services, essential needs, essential workers, essential businesses, essential functions, essential errands. Of course, judging what's essential also determines what's non-essential. This depends upon one's perspective, as shown in the recent anti-government demonstrations to liberate our economy and stop telling us what to do. The three big perspectives now are the medical perspective, the economic perspective, and the personal perspective. How do I feel about what's going on? From the medical perspective, the COVID-19 pandemic is a scientific battle. First and foremost, COVID-19 is a medical problem that has social, economic, educational, political, and other impacts. The source of the problem is a new virus of the corona family, something that's been studied for many years. COVID-19 is so dangerous because it spreads very easily on the breath and attacks the lungs, heart, and other vital organs. The scientific community has the intelligence and tools to find the answers to handle this. As a Honganji community, we need to listen and learn about the facts as they emerge and help each other get through this challenge. The facts so far. 1. The virus does not make everyone sick. Most COVID-19 illnesses are mild to moderate. 2. In those who get sick, especially older adults over 65, have an 8 to 15% mortality rate, and those with chronic conditions up to 50%. Most who become sick recover. Precautions work. 3. Precautions work and are the only current way to fight this virus until a vaccine is widely available. If you have a sore throat, cough, runny nose, fever, etc., stay home. If you're over 65 years old and frail, limit exposure. Avoid crowds and stuffy spaces. Spread out at least 6 feet apart in good ventilation. Wear a mask to keep your breath to yourself. Clean hands every hour, washings or hand sanitizer. Wear gloves, avoid touching your face. Wipe down doorknobs, tables, chairs, and any high-touch surface with disinfectant. And greet others with a bow and gassho. No contact, air hugs only. From an economic perspective, the focus is on business and jobs. The issues are complex, but the problem is not government exceeding its authority, but a deadly virus for which humanity has no immunity. COVID-19 is a highly infectious killer virus that seeks human flesh to invade, then multiply, burst out, spread, and consume human bodies. That's what viruses do. From a personal perspective, we respond as the foolish beings we are. with fear, anger, denial, hoarding, depression, and blind opinions. This is what we do. We also can do something more. After 2 months of lockdown, increasingly the hard choice is public health and/or the economy. Because of restless citizens, government is trying to do both. Medical science says, too early. How do our Buddhist teachings help guide me in my personal response? The three most fundamental teachings are 1, impermanence, 2, dissatisfaction, and 3, not self. Followed by the three poisons that are the obstacles in adjusting to life's challenges. 1, greed, 2, anger, 3, stupidity, gas. Our most fundamental teachings are built on a foundation of impermanence, dissatisfaction, and non-self. This might relate to COVID-19 as 1, impermanence reminds us that there's always hope, because this crisis will end. I can influence how long it takes my personal actions to make positive changes. 2, dissatisfaction motivates the need to do something, to make life better. Grumbling should be a trigger to help others. Not self reminds us that we're all in this together, highlighted by the non-discrimination of COVID-19 that dramatically shows that humans are one species, not many nations and races. Unfortunately, the universal afflictions of humanity also are evident during this crisis. Greed, anger, and stupidity become more evident as the pandemic drags on. Negative actions come from our survival impulses. These will only prolong and magnify the problems because they go against the three basics of Buddhism. Our Buddhist perspective? Well, let's look at our legacy. In 1889, just as the first Honganji minister arrived in the Sandwich Isles, an influenza pandemic began in Central Asia. In 1900, just as the newly built Honganji Honolulu Temple was about to open, a bubonic plague outbreak led to the Great Honolulu Chinatown Fire and the emergency use of the new temple as a temporary shelter. In 1918, just after the grand opening of the stunningly beautiful Pali Highway Betsuan Temple, the epic Spanish flu pandemic began. In 1956, 2 years after the Betsuan's main building expansion, the Asian flu pandemic started. Today, we again face a deadly contagion, and again, we will recover and live gratefully as we have for 130 years. Man-made crises also show lessons in Buddhist resilience. From 1941 to 1944, during World War II, Honganji temples, along with most Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines, were closed and ministers arrested. The terrible war created the opportunity for Buddhism to be accepted as an American religion, as displayed on grave markers at the National Military Cemeteries. With the end of the war, Honganji temples immediately reopened and thrived. We often hear folks say, "I can't believe it. I've never seen this. It's so bad." Historically, most events have happened before. It's just that some haven't remembered and learned the lessons of past events. Those who learn the lessons, act diligently, and survive will recover and move on with our precious lives. So, what is essential in Shin Buddhism? How about the three treasures, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha? I think the essence of Shin Buddhist teachings is to think of others first by following public health precautions. Our personal actions do make a big difference to our ability to help each other economically with donations, food, and shelter. The root cause of unhappiness his self-centeredness. Thank you to Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission for the opportunity to gather and to share my thoughts again this year. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Mar, for your message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org. Although Mo'ili'ili Honganji remains closed due to the pandemic, the State Ministers Association do a live stream Sunday service every Sunday morning. This week's speaker will be Reverend Blaine Higa from Maui. To join in the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorokubo, and our speaker, Dr. Dexter Mar. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Nakamoto. Namo Amida Butsu. My best.